Most of us have heard that people who write down their goals are more successful than those who don't. An expert, Raymond Aron, he's one of Mr. Kiyosaki's friends, he recommends something that follows in line with the idea of taking baby steps instead of great leaps forward. He recommends having great, big, long-term dreams and wishes. Yet when it comes to setting goals, instead of trying to be an overachiever, he recommends being an underachiever. In other words, take baby steps. For example, if I wanted to have a beautiful body, instead of trying to take a great leap forward, he recommends underachieving by doing less than you would want to. Instead of going to the gym for 1 hour, commit to go 20 minutes. In other words, set an underachieving goal and force yourself to stick with it. The result will be, instead of being overwhelmed, you'll feel underwhelmed. By feeling underwhelmed, Mr. Kiyosaki said, I have found myself looking forward to going to the gym or anything else I need to do or change in my life. The strange thing is that I find I achieve today by being an underachiever instead of trying to kill myself to be an overachiever tomorrow. In summary, dream big, daring dreams and then underachieve a little bit each day. In other words, baby steps instead of great leaps over the cliff. Set attainable daily goals that, when achieved, provide positive reinforcement that help you stay on the path to the big goal. An example of the way I underachieve is that I set a written goal to listen to 2 audio cassette tapes a week. I may listen to the same tape 2 or 3 more times if it's good, but it still counts toward my 2 cassettes or CDs a week. My wife and I also have a written goal to attend at least 2 seminars a year on subjects about the quadrants, the B, business owner, and the I, investor. We go on vacations with people who are experts on subjects found in that side of the quadrants, the B and the I. Again, we learn a lot while playing, resting, dining out. Those are ways of underachieving and yet still moving toward big and bold dreams. At our Million Dollar Woman retreats, we help women with their big and bold dreams. Mr. Kiyosaki goes on to say, I start classes that I teach by asking my students to fill out a personal financial statement. It often becomes a life-changing experience. Financial statements are much like x-rays. Both financial statements and x-rays let you see what your unassisted eye cannot. After the class members have filled out their statements, it's easy to see who has financial cancer and who is financially healthy. Generally, the ones with financial cancer are those with industrial age ideas. Why do I say that? Because in the industrial age, people didn't have to think about tomorrow. The rules were work hard and your employer or the government will take care of your tomorrows, which is why so many of my friends and family often say, get a job with the government. It has great benefits. Or make sure the company you work for has excellent retirement plans. Or make sure the company you work for has a strong union. Those are words of advice based on industrial age rules, which I refer to as the entitlement mentality. Although the rules have changed, many people haven't changed their personal rules, especially their financial rules. They're still spending like there's no need to plan for tomorrow. That is what I look for when I read a person's financial statement, whether or not they have a tomorrow. People with no assets, which throw off cash flow, have no tomorrows. When I find people who have no assets, they generally are working hard for a paycheck to pay bills. If you look at most people's expense column, the 2 biggest monthly expenses, taxes and debt service for long-term liabilities. In other words, the government and the bank get paid before they do. People who can't get control of their cash flow generally have no financial future and will find themselves in serious trouble in the next few years. Why? A person who is only in the E, employee, quadrant has little protection from taxes and debt. Even an S can do something about these 2 financial cancers.